Tasty Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer again for another episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, from a K-State University here. This special episode, not related to sports. I'll get into that in just a minute here on a podcast here. But this is generally K-State Podcast, all things Wildcat sports, football, all the way the women's rowing, who was in action last week. We'll get Scott Cobb on that at some point over the weekend. This is your very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for tuning in to the latest episode of the show. So finally, I'm getting around to this now before I get wrapped up into all the K-State action this weekend. Again, you can find the Purple, I'm going to take the time now. The Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. We are a daily podcast. Yes, sir. Every day. That includes Saturday and Sunday, because the action don't stop. The bus don't shut down after Friday night. It does not. We keep it moving Saturday, Sunday. There's K-State activity going on. We're going to talk about it on this podcast. Don't matter if it's football season or if it's tennis season. We're going to talk about it here on this show. So there's a daily podcast, sometimes twice a day, like y'all going to get right now. Friday, as I'm recording this special episode on Friday, March 20th, so by the time this special project episode comes out, those episodes should be out there, and every now and then, three times a day on this podcast. Well, yeah, so this is a sports podcast, but on this one, I'm going to talk about a little bit about community. Now, I'm in Kansas City, so I don't, I'm a little bit out of the loop. What's going on in Manhattan, Kansas? But saying that, I had a friend, someone messaged me a few weeks ago. Now this message came via a couple years ago. Now I'm just now getting to it. That just tells me where my mind has been at. this has been a listener to the podcast. So I want to I'm not going to shout him out directly just yet. I'm going to reach out to him this evening, tell him that everything's recorded, be out, look out for it. And you should be lucky. If you live in Manhattan and or into comedy, now I probably should check in with him. It was probably last week. It's probably next week too. I want to say, so this is going to be every other Thursday at the Public Manhattan Library. Yes, the only library on points. I remember that. I still remember. I still in Manhattan, going to Manhattan here and there. Got to. But so this is a comedy. I'm gonna call this a comedy club, right? So it's open to the public, and for those that want to come and watch, you can do that as well. But those that are interested in it, you can jump into. All ages and experience levels are welcome. The group does get, now this, the actual group name is called Yellow Brick Improv. Yes, Yellow Brick Improv, folks. That's what the group is called. They meet every other Thursday. So I think they met, I think they met last weekend. They're off yesterday. And so if my pattern is correct, they're going to meet next week, next Thursday. So this is every Thursday. So I would see if there's an extra week in there, they meet twice a month, unless there's an extra week in there thrown in there somewhere within these months. But at least twice a month, every other Thursday, there they meet up, and this group gets together from 7 to 8 o'clock prime time. They do comedy, improv exercises, and games. And also, the guy, this person in charge who reached out to me via Messenger. Yeah, y'all laughing at me right now. Speaking of improv and jokes. he responded right away when I reached out, reached back to him finally in 2 years. 2 years later. So it's like, yeah, I don't normally do community stuff unless there's like a special event or somebody messaged me. Now, feel free. Like this listener did. If you want anything, want to announce that this is a daily podcast. So I did. So again, the main thing about this podcast, daily podcast, all things K-State sports. But also, right, if there's any big Now, I do talk about some special stuff going on K-State sports, like some special events like I did for track and field. There was, Olympians coming, participating this past indoor season. There was that. I heard that was a hit there as well. So, you got any community stuff in Manhattan that you want to pass along, I can try to get out on this feed. I'll be more than welcome to do that. Because I know sports comes to my mind first, because I said that a few weeks ago or 2 weeks ago, somewhere in there, that if there's a K-State activity that night, it needs to be talked about, get out the next morning. Because that needs to take priority. I mean, we got all summer long talk about football and all that. I mean, it's basketball and all that other stuff. But, hey, there's an activity like tennis today, or, for example, women's golf that's going on, that started right now. That needs to take priority. So that's the part. That's what how this thing's going to work. But if there's nothing going on, got some community stuff you want to pass along, you can message me via Messenger, like this listener did. So, but this is still going on every other Thursday. So, again, if my pattern is correct, next Thursday, 7 o'clock at the Manhattan Public Library on Points, this group will meet called Yellow Brick Improv 7 to 8. This group also goes out and performs at nursing homes or whoever's in charge, or if they feel led to go to homes. I kind of not heard about this group, but I've seen, like, I've been a part of, or I have friends that are part of choirs and whatnot. They different churches go to different homes, nursing homes, and perform songs for those elderly or whatever situation it is there as well. So, yeah, so there's that. Let me see here. Yeah, this, and of course, this was a couple weeks ago as well. This group also took part of the K-State Improv Weekend Festival. So that's awesome to hear that as well. So, Yellow Brick Improv making something happen in the Manhattan community. The Pro Parcher Podcast, all things K-State sports, this special episode here. Eddie Greer here for this podcast. I don't know when this is going to come out. It'll probably fall between this weekend and Monday, somewhere in there. But yeah, I finally got around to it. So I need to get this done now. We'll have an opening right now. So yeah, the Yellow Brick Improv is this group. They meet up every other Thursday. They probably didn't meet yesterday. I'm recording this on Friday, March 20th. So they'll probably more than likely meet up next Thursday. They meet every other Thursday at 7, and they do workshops and other activities like that as well. So yeah, man, that's awesome that a group like any groups in Manhattan, Kansas are doing some good work for within the community. And if you have anything else you want to pass along, in a matter of ways, he kind of started it. This listener started it, and he listens to the show. So again, I'm not going to call him out by name yet. I might have him come on the podcast at some point this summer, once everything kind of so kind of settles down a little bit there as well. So yeah, man. I don't know how long he's been listening to the show, but apparently, he messaged me 2 years ago. I just now getting to it just now about it. But yeah, they're still doing it. So he's still a part of this group. So yeah, they get together at the Manhattan Public Library every other Thursday, and it starts at 7, and they do an hour of activities, improv classes, and whatever else they have scheduled on for that jam-packed hour there as well. So he started this trend. So if anyone else, any other listeners of this show, want to message me via Facebook Messenger, you have something going on that week, or want to get your group on, get a shout out on this podcast, just do like this listener did. Message me. I'll try to pay attention to it more often than not. But I'm just so too focused right now on life and other things got going on, and of course K-State sports, baby. That's what podcast is all about. But yes, got any special community events coming up or want to get out on a show, then you can message me, Facebook message, and of course you can find Eddie Greer the third pretty self-explanatory right there as well. But yes, Yellow Brick Improv, riding and rolling every other Thursday night. They meet up at 7 every other Thursday. And then, again, if my pattern is correct, they're going to meet up next Thursday night. And that the library is on points. Yeah. so I do remember that. so yeah, if my math geography is right on that as well, Manhattan, Kansas. Yeah. Well, that's how they continue to expand. It's incredible to watch that as well. Even I still living at 2 hours away, still coming to that place. You know, like, wow, where did this come from? You know, that's like Seco Park. I didn't even. You know, I'm gonna take this time to say that Seco Park. I ran out there a while back. I didn't recognize it until looking around. Like, hold on, that was not there. That was not there. I know they were working on expansion with Seco Park when I was living in Manhattan. So yeah, I didn't recognize it until I checked. That's how focused. Blacked out. I don't pay attention to anything, but when you slow down, look around, I'm like, oh, that wasn't there. So yeah, if you have any community events going up the past week, or not past week, or you want to like share with me, I will definitely do the best I can to try to get it jumping in there with all the K-State sport activities going on around the campus of Manhattan, Kansas. But again, one more time, and I'll probably end up saying it now that I got this into my vocabulary now, the Yellow Brick Improv, every other Thursday night, coming up this Thursday, 7 o'clock, and for those of you interested, all ages are welcome, and those that are interested in joining the group, yeah, again, I'll give this guy's name a shout-out, I'm going to leave him nameless right now, but yeah, 7 p.m., Manhattan Public Library on points, meet up, and yeah, see what the plan is for those Thursday that Thursday night schedule. So there you go on that. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it where podcasts are found. Free and available daily when it's just record Kansas State content. Y'all know what it is. iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, the Wildcat bus does not shut down, go to sleep after Friday night. We keep it moving throughout the weekend. This daily sports podcast and sometimes community events. Now we're going to throw that in there as well. So that definitely you want, yeah, if you're every day of the show, being a case that you have something going on, you're part of a group like this listener is and still is right now. You have something to pass along, then feel free to message me and I will definitely get it on at one point or another. Get it on this podcast, folks. So there's that. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This is going to be another special episode right here of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports with cats.